Blondie's Heart of Glass to start us off on this Friday morning, November 15th. Thanks a million for hanging out with us. Thanks for joining us. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. And as I say, happy Friday! There, wasn't that gladdening your soul?
There's nothing better than the Magnificent Seven to bring us into a magnificent weekend.
Yeah. I felt like I needed a bit of Magnificent
Seven
this
morning. What a fantastic choice that was, Jim McCabe.
Oh, I tell you. Just lift your spirits.
Oh.
I can just see myself on the range.
Riding out of here. Horses on top of our backs. Because we're so happy it's the weekend. I tell you.
Yeah. Happy Friday, folks. Good to have you along. 087-188-0008 as always. Hopefully you're looking forward to it. It was a chilly one this morning, wasn't it?
What, I didn't think it was as bad this morning. That was the last few days.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought this morning was a bit chillier.
See, this is the weirdness of it all now.
Yeah. Mike even said he saw some glistening on his car.
Oh, well, I was up in Tiknock on the mountains yesterday.
Tiknock?
Yeah, I was up in Tiknock, yeah. Up walking
that
the
sounds
mountains.
Like a place you need to speak Irish. Oh, yeah. Tiknock.
It's a bit like TikTok with just an N in it. And up there with the dogs, and there was snow on the hill. We were up and there was snow on the hills. Yeah.
Snow on them there hills.
Yeah, it was actually snowing on us for a little tiny bit. And then the dogs started drinking water and looking at us as if to go, is that supposed to hurt your face? Yeah.
So that was the end of that?
No, it was at the very top, yeah. And then, but we could see all the hills around us were all covered in snow. So there you
Fantastic.
Go. We're not covered in snow. Light.
Yeah. Dusting.
Light dustings of snow, yeah. But
That'll
you can see it, yeah.
That'll
so there
do.
You go. It's definitely begun.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just going to have another little moment of this. Yeah, I suppose I really should get on with it now. Yeah, anyway. Right!
I would have been happier now if we just played the Magnificent Seven until 7 o'clock.
Yeah, B-52's Love Shack here at Classic Hits, 6:15 on this Friday. Happy Friday to you, November 15th. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Hopefully you are and looking forward to the weekend. Whatever it holds, it looks like it might be an actual chilly one. That dusting you saw when you were up with the dogs.
Yeah.
That might be the prediction a bit.
Oh, jeepers, right, yeah. Great. Oh, fantastic.
Well, I suppose it depends on where you're going to be. You know, which bit of the world you'd be in.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. But, look, it's a small island. We'll be freezing regardless. There's no getting away from that.
Right, birthdays, here we go. We're going to start with this bloke. It's fair to say he's not in his normal environment here.
Who's this now?
Okay,
what is
this? This guy, whose birthday you're going to guess, is certainly out of his comfort zone here.
Right.
Okay?
I don't know too much about the room. I'm a man.
The thing is, it sort of it caused my my vagina to distend. I think that.
I thought it was supposed to be a smoke show, but okay, yes.
Yeah.
So I'm laughing at something else. Sorry.
He's laughing at
something else. Oh my God, he's laughing at something else, he says. What show was he on? That's Frank Bruno, anyway.
Yeah, I think it was a pilot. No great surprise it never got made, I wouldn't say. But it was meant to be celebrity advisors. So the idea was there were celebrities and then people came in with problems, right?
Yeah.
And they spoke to the celebrity advisor. It was like a celebrity agony aunt.
Oh my
and
God.
And he got this woman who was having...
asking about things descending.
Yeah.
And she was asking Frank Bruno.
She was she was saying her husband wasn't as, wasn't as interested anymore.
And she was asking Frank Bruno.
Yeah, and as you could tell, Frank Bruno was well outside his comfort zone.
Oh my God, I love the way, I'm sorry, I'm laughing or something else.
Yeah, talk about trying to hide your own embarrassment.
In fairness, if I was like a well-known boxer and pantomime star... and a woman decided to ask me about
lady parts,
her Netherlands, I'd be like, yeah, you, this is your fault as, well, as much as mine.
Yeah, isn't it the most amazing laugh, though, ever?
Yeah. The thing is, I think that...
it's a very bizarre thing, isn't it?
Oh, it's fantastic. Good I remember Frank Dennis Bruno. Pettis asking him, with all the boxing he's doing, does he think people won't take his pantomime career seriously anymore?
Frank Bruno, I suppose, had his battles. I was just going to say, we have to acknowledge that he did have a bad time.
Oh, he's had his battles, and I think continues to. He's just on the right side of it at the moment. And he was always came across as a really nice fella.
That's it, though.
He was always nice, actually.
He was always loved, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was public too nice, general. Actually. Like, you know, he was fighting a lad. And he went up against Tyson, and Tyson was like, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to smash his face into the wall. And then Frank was like, hopefully everybody's entertained. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's just too nice.
The public loved him, like.
Yeah, he was a very nice lad. He is a very nice lad.
How old would you say he is? This could be an awkward
I think one. He's probably near his... He's in his 60s, I think. I'm going to say 61.
58.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I thought...
Still younger than I thought. Yeah,
exactly. I kind of thought that was young. Anyway, 58.
I definitely would have thought he was older than
it's
that.
It's actually his birthday on Saturday. We have a mix of Friday and Saturday today. Today's one is... There's only really one. Anna Frid Lyngstad.
Ah, for the love of jeeper, holy, jumping out of a tennis racket, what's that?
You mean you don't know Anna Frid Lyngstad?
No, what's that now?
She's only the famous.
Is she the woman in that one with Frank Bruno?
I was going to try and think of something to put you off, but she's actually the girl from ABBA. One of the girls from ABBA.
Oh, right, so she's
the dark-haired ABBA girl.
Oh, of course she is. Now it makes sense. Jeeper, isn't that mad now? That shows how ABBA are not even seen as individual people at all.
I know, yeah.
They're like, it's just this unit. Well, there's Bjorn, and then there's the other ones.
Benny.
Yeah, but it's kind
Agnetha.
Of... It's kind of Bjorn and the other ones, isn't it?
Well, he is the sort of brains behind the writer and
then Agnetha. Yeah, I met her when I was in Only a Nipper, didn't I tell you that?
Did you tell me that?
On the way to the Isle of Man or Liverpool on the boat, yeah.
Yeah. Somebody from ABBA was going to the Isle of Man for their holiday.
I know, it sounds ridiculous.
Wow.
That's what I met. They weren't going for the holidays. They were doing a show.
Oh, were they?
And the only way to get the Isle of Man was on the boat.
They might have been going for the holidays. They might have been going to have a holiday after the show. Might have been going to go up to...
If this turns out...
The Laxi Wheel.
If this turns out that I ring my man, she goes, Peter, that was someone dressed up as an ABBA player. Because it's like ABBA have definitely been known to have tribute bands.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of them.
Oh
a
my God, imagine that. Imagine it was an ABBA tribute band going over to play in the...
No, it was definitely her.
The Laxi Inn.
Not the Laxi... in the Manx Cat Inn.
Yeah, White City.
The No Tail Hotel.
That's a great name. I hope there's a place over there called the No Tail Motel. That would be amazing.
The No Tail Motel.
Right, Anna Frid Lyngstad. She's not the one that went on to be a princess, right, is she?
Oh, I think you might be onto something there, yeah.
I must look that up now and see if she's the one that went off.
I think you're right.
Royalty or
yes,
something.
Yes, I think you're right. I actually think you're right. It rings a bell. she's like 71.
Oh, not bad. 74.
Oh, okay,
not
right.
Not bad at all. Not bad. Right, sort of one of your own. Griff Rhys-Jones.
Yes,
the 9 o'clock Griffin's news.
Yeah.
Alas, Smith and Jones.
Alas, Smith and Jones. Two great... Great comedy act, the two of them.
Brilliant.
Very underrated. We all sort of look back at them. Because do you know what was great about them? It was a great thing about the two of them. They were both really cranky when they were being interviewed. There was no crack out of them. Yeah. No crack out of them at all.
Yeah.
And it was a real breath of fresh air. Because you get comedians, idiots like me. Oh, yeah, life is great. Yeah, go on now, all that. Go on, yeah, good day. All the time.
Yeah.
And then these two lads, hugely successful comedy show. And he interviewed him. And then, I suppose we'd rather be doing something else, you know. I don't even like him. Look at his hair. You know, they were brilliant.
Yeah.
I thought it was, they were so not into it.
And the weird thing about it is, Griff Rhys-Jones, for such an intelligent bloke, he played a gobshite so well, didn't he?
He
played the kind of... The plank.
Yeah, he was
so
like,
well.
Almost as intelligent as me and almost as good at it as me. but he really did, yeah. And then he really.
I used to love that segment where they were in the room under the light, you know, it was just the two of them face to face.
Just the side of their face.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was fantastic stuff.
Right, Griff Rhys-Jones is?
He is 61.
Oh, 66. Oh, 66. And last one. Arguably one of the most underrated footballers of all time, One of the greatest midfielders of his generation, BJ.
Paul Scholes.
Yeah.
It is. It's Paul Scholes' birthday. There's no
Paul
way you can
Scholes,
say.
He scores goals.
We love Paul Scholes. He scores goals. Yeah, that amazing story of Ronaldo, that Ronaldo tells about him.
Yeah,
that's the
yeah.
one that sums it up for me.
Yeah.
They're like 500 yards. Okay, that's a bit far. but they're a long...
They're a few... Yeah.
They're a long way from a tree. And Ronaldo said he was clicking his, doing all his tricks and his step overs and his flickety flicks and, you know,
yeah.
catching it on the back of his neck and flicking it into the air. And Paul Scholes just goes, I'm going to hit the ball off that tree over there. Hit one shot, boom, psh, hits yeah. the tree. And Ronaldo's like, oh, yeah, yeah. Ronaldo tried it, missed it five times, and Paul Scholes just walked away laughing. And I think that's just him.
Yeah.
No fancy stuff.
Exactly.
But just pinpoint fantastic brilliance out of him.
Yeah. Because in a team that had Giggs and Beckham and all that, and
yeah.
the Glamour Boys and the, you know, well, I suppose Beckham was sort of publicity. But, season,
yeah,
to
be yeah.
fair,
Beckham was definitely fair. Was.
And, but, yeah, and as you say, and then to have played with the Ronaldos and the Rooneys and the whatevers. But,
and to have still been.
And always just.
Like that Dennis Irwin, first name on the team sheet all the time. Yeah. He was one of them.
And then quoted by the greats of the world, the Xavis and the
Vieiras
and
Vieira
all that.
Vieira said he hated playing against them.
As all yeah. as the mind you, Vieira probably hated playing against him because he probably failed him a lot.
Yeah.
He wasn't the greatest tackler in the history of the world.
Not really. Not really. He tackled with his teeth, that fella. I got to say, Paul Scholes is 42.
Oh, 45.
A fat
45.
Now. God, no, I was sure I was going to get that.
And now you're up to date on the home of the No Repeat 7-7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Cheers, Tara. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday.
How are you?
Good, form. Because
you're
I
looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it. Good, really good, because I actually thought it was Thursday until about 15 minutes
oh,
ago.
Oh, that's the best. When that happens, it's the best. It's like finding money in your pocket
that's
you didn't
exactly
know you had.
What I was going to say. Like finding a fiver in your pocket.
And actually, yesterday I found 35 quid in my pocket, so I'm on a good run
here, clearly.
It's
probably some other currency though, isn't
stop
it?
From taking no, other people's trousers.
Yeah. So what's your plans for the weekend? Are you out and about and going mad or what do you do?
You should go where PJ was. He spotted snow.
I heard that. What, you're up in Ticknock?
It was up in Ticknock yesterday. So we weren't in it, but you could see it all around us. You know, that kind of way. Yeah, it was all scattered around.
Why didn't you go for a run or a little, make a little angel or...
Oh, we weren't...
Go down a hill or...
Oh my God.
Oh my God. You're up. You're literally up, like...
The sight of BJ Gallagher lying, making a snow angel would be absolutely spectacular.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, Jeepers.
While,
no.
You know what? While his dogs snows, look at each other.
If it snows while we're in work someday, please promise me you'll come out the back and make a snow angel with me.
Oh, I don't know if I'd like that.
Yeah, go on. It doesn't matter if you like it or
how
not.
How old
you're
are
like,
you?
I don't care if you like it
you're
or
like
not.
Scarface when
oh
snow
God.
Falls down. Say hello to my little friend.
Oh, come on, promise me, come on.
Oh, come on, yeah, on, okay, on. I promise then, yeah, I will, yeah. Oh, but only because the people are listening and I hate to be seen as a spoil sport.
Yeah, exactly, yeah,
you
yeah.
You find some excuse.
Obviously, as soon as the microphone's going down, I'm going to be saying to you, well, you might get feck off with that. That's very bizarre there. See, it all went very weird. Something that, look, hang on, see that?
Hello.
Literally, the desk just did a whoopsie there all of a sudden. Hang on a second. Sit tight. Fear not, PJ. Fear not. I have your back.
I love the way when he always says every time the desk does something or anytime something breaks, my microphone immediately goes off. It's like he's emergently hitting me or accidentally hitting like an ejector seat.
I know. Yeah, so it feels like that sometimes.
Do you have a button over there that's literally a shut down the station except for me?
No, you get a weird. It's like that thing, you know, if you get a static shock.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You've ever get that thing off your car door
know,
or something or whatever.
I've heard this story before. I'm just saying it's just weird that the only thing that happens is I get shut up and you can carry on with your business. And then you say it's a static shock. It seems like it's maybe a little bit more than that. You
now
know what I mean?
I have to go reset everything now.
Look how far away he is. This is great. I love when the...
Just talk among yourselves.
Talk amongst myself.
Yeah.
Myself. Again, once again, I go to prove that there's probably about five or six people living within my head. So
right.
I
think I have it sorted now.
It's a very unusual thing. I'm very suspicious.
The trouble is, when you have a studio made by Fisher Price, that's where your problems
exist.
It can't
be that badly made if it has an ejector button on it. You know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah.
I was watching this show on Netflix last night. I'm actually really mad into it. It's called Mars, and it's part documentary and part... drama.
You were saying about this, yeah, yeah.
It's very, very good. And the season two has just gone onto Netflix. And I've been watching it and it's deadly. But there's all sorts of stuff like this going on. So I know what you're up to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They make things look like an accident where really it's an inconvenient truth.
I think it's, you know, I think my electric personality affects the desk sometimes.
Might be that. It might be that. I have often described you as static to people. I have.
Yeah, static. Yeah, yeah. He doesn't move much. He just sort of
sits.
He just sort of does.
And then, you know, if you make the wrong move, he barks at you. You get a shock up.
Anyway, listen, folks, I think we're back in action. I think we're somewhere back to normality. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout on WhatsApp at any stage today. Big day today. Final day to get your hands on our tickets for Deacon Blue.
Deacon Blue, of course.
So we'll have Fergus back singing the blues of another famous song.
I hope today I can get one.
Exactly.
I haven't got any. Like, you know what I mean? I only ever slag Jim on this show because I just want to deflect attention from my own failures. And I've failed so miserably on the Deacon Blue thing.
Normally you're pretty good at these kind of things.
I'm terrible at this one. I can't.
It's not computing with your brain.
For those that haven't heard it, Fergus sings a blues song about another song and he effectively uses the lyrics from one song in another.
Just sings it in a blues style, yeah.
And like, I hear these songs here all the time.
A lot.
And I still can't. I haven't managed to get one. So it's like daft.
Last chance to do it today, though. The tickets themselves, Deacon Blue tickets, go on sale officially at 9 o'clock this morning. We've had them for you to win before you can buy all week. So another pair today. And a great day as well for the breakfast table quiz because we still have... Have we established that 10 now will do it? We had 9 yesterday. We scratched 9 yesterday.
Just pushed it in. So 10 is going to be the winner today if we can get it. That's all you need and you've won the breakfast
10 correct, correct answers in 60 seconds.
Yeah.
That's very doable.
And it's a deadly, deadly prize. It's all Kinsale and all the whole lot and you get to...
Bridal
suite and Kinsale and Cork. What a savage. You get to go down to Martin and do the fish and delicious and into the wishes and out of the ocean and into the pond. The fish are mad about Martin and Martin's mad about fish.
You do realise that song has never been sung as much as it has on this very show. I was going to say this station, this very show. You've given it more airing.
I think, man.
I hope that man is sending you fish on a regular basis as a thank you.
I'll be saying next time I'm in Kinsale, Martin, the fishy cafe, better roll out the golden scampi for me.
I wonder, has it gotten back to him yet?
I don't know.
I'd love to know that if it's gotten back to him that, you know, that comedian lad PJ Gallagher's up there talking about you every second day.
You know, he was so into your TV show and in the way you cook a fish that he actually learned your theme song.
He learned your song.
And can't stop singing it on the radio. Yeah.
I'd love that if that had got back to him. So all that's on the way. Hit bit, of course, is normal. Also, what else? Oh, the elf! We got our head scout elf on the show today.
Head elf is back, he is.
He'd be talking to one of the children of Ireland.
He will be talking to one of the children of Ireland. We have to talk to him. There's a few things I want to ask him now.
Really?
Him being Mr. Christmas. I want to ask him about TV, you know, movies and stuff. And I want to ask him what he thinks of the new John Lewis ads that was out yesterday.
Right.
I want to get the, you know, straight from the North Pole, their perspective on all these
things. I assume he'll say it was good, but just not as good as the PJ and Jim Christmas ad.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that the truth? That's back up on our Facebook page, by the way.
Yeah. Bringing tears to glass eyes, I tell you, all over the place.
It's there. Check it out. Classic Hits Facebook page.
If you are checking it out, just make sure you're in the right surroundings. Because it's emotional, isn't it, PJ?
Very emotional.
It's emotional.
If you think the little dragon yesterday brought a tear to your eye.
Tell you, see, you want to see the little creature who's the subject of this ad.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's up on our Facebook page if you want to check it out. So the elf, will be on the show today. And look. I suspect there's going to be dog talk because BJ was out walking his dogs up in the hills.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be dog talk. Definitely.
A bit of dog talk.
And we're going to have an argument about sandwiches because it's getting out of hand here.
Brilliant.
Ireland has lost its mind on the run up to Christmas and with the whole hipsterisation of the sandwich of Ireland. We need to have a very serious discussion.
Right.
Sourdough bread, I ask.
Yeah, Black and White from Michael Jackson here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 7:10. Happy Friday to you folks. Hopefully you're in good form, looking forward to the weekend. Of course, our very own PJ Gallagher, being arguably the most famous dog lover in the world ever.
Oh, for God's sake.
Has a keen eye when it comes to spotting a story that involves his furry friend.
Well, would you look at this? Something we've long talked about in my head. A dog has gone viral after being filmed pleading with his owner to turn his favourite TV show back on. So he's watching his favourite TV show, right?
Right.
Apollo the Dog. And it seems to be a TV show about dogs. It's like some sort of training show on Netflix.
Right.
There's all dogs running around. And the dog is there and he's looking at it. Like, and I mean, he's like the way my nephews come up to me, my ma's house, up to their granny's house, you know? They pull the two chairs and they sit staring at the screen. How they can see you that close, I don't know. Anyway, that's what they do. And so the dog is right up next to the screen and he's watching the show. And his owner pauses the TV programme. And he starts crying. He's like, oh, come on.
Right.
He wants to see it again.
I think we have a bit of a clip of it now. Obviously, it's a far better thing to see rather than to just listen to. It mightn't come across
you'll get the gist. Like, you know, whether... Yeah.
So have a listen to this.
Would you want to watch TV?
Just play his program.
Play.
So every time it's paused.
Every time it's paused, he's like, ah, he come on. Come on, I'm watching the show. Yeah.
Yeah.
And this
so
is a thing.
It sounds like he genuinely is getting something from that
TV
show.
He's getting proper
show.
Anxiety because your mom won't let him watch a stupid TV show. It's like when you're watching a match and someone comes in there talking. You're like, oh, I'm literally just about to score a goal. And you won't stop talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you can hear it in him. So put on the Apollo.
So then the question, so this is Apollo. As PJ said, it's gone viral anyway, so maybe some of you have already seen that video, whatever.
Yeah, so but here's what I've done, right? So that's gone viral.
Yeah.
So I've decided to go into this because I've had a sneaking suspicion this was a thing for a long time. I know that my dog, Wendy, she hated Breaking Bad. She'll watch anything on the telly. She's
it was
like
the
me.
Opposite, so it wasn't about I want to see it. It was
no.
Like, don't put that on.
When Breaking Bad came on, whatever it was about the start of Breaking Bad,
yeah,
she'd be... like she didn't like Walter White, man. She's not into the drugs. She's a good dog.
Wow.
So she didn't like it. So I went into this, right? So I'm after finding a study from 2 years ago to back all this up.
Sorry, just before you tell us. Karen in Galway just WhatsApped in to say there was serious head tilts coming from her.
Oh, I can imagine all the dogs there.
Listening to that other dog having its moment.
Yeah. All of a sudden, all around Ireland, there's dogs going, finally some decent radio.
Yeah, finally, there's a presenter who actually speaks to us.
Yeah. And he seems very upset about the news.
Yeah.
So there you go. So what I've done is I've dug this out, right? So the question is, do dogs actually like television?
Right.
Or is this just
is this your own scientific research?
No, this is the research of a woman called Rebecca Nicholson.
Wow.
Who was a writer for The Guardian, who has carried out research herself, right? And has contacted researchers and scientists in the University of Lancashire. Who have found out that dogs do enjoy watching TV.
Aha.
Not all dogs, but a lot of dogs do enjoy watching TV. So what do they watch?
Right.
What do you think is the number one television programme dogs seem to enjoy around the world? Wrong. It's Coronation Street. It's Coronation Street. That's what it is.
Oh my God, they're soap fans.
They like Coronation Street and they like clips of other dogs having the crack, much as we enjoy watching TV of humans doing their thing. Dogs are the same. That's why dog TV has been, I was going to say, a runaway success. I don't know anyone that actually, that's why it exists. Let's leave it at that.
Where do you even get dog TV? What the hell do you, that's a channel, is it?
Yeah, I think it's YouTube or something. Yeah, I think it's on YouTube. It's a full-time YouTube thing. So there you go. So researchers, right, they then did this. They got two Labradors, put them in a controlled environment.
Yeah.
Which was a home. Right? They showed 12 clips of 20 seconds each and then they collated the responses and they found out that dogs love other animals on the telly. This is what they're into. One dog in particular loved watching Planet Earth 2 and his favourite episode was the one when the langurs are in it doing cartwheels. What's a langur, says you? A langur is a very specific type of monkey and people in Cork are now as confused as the dogs are when they hear the whining coming out of the radio.
Wow.
So there you go. A langur is a type of monkey, not a type of...
Oh my God, that's going to put a whole new perspective on the whole Republic of Cork now.
And it does
a
say...
A langur's a type of monkey.
And it works both ways, because did you know my favourite monkey fact has come in, because I had to start researching langurs then. That a langur...
That could have led you down a very dodgy path. Can I just point that out?
Yeah, I know, you're right. But even in monkey land, langurs are not very popular. Did you know langurs are known for raiding the crops of other monkeys? They steal food from houses and that causes people to persecute them. Langer is a langer. Whether they be a human langer or a monkey langer. Or even if a dog is watching a langer on the telly.
Oh, wow.
Nobody likes a langer.
I'll tell you something. Look at this. Mary and Santrio, lads. My poor dog is looking up at the radio listening to that dog. Somebody else, Shirley, says, my dog doesn't cry or anything, but she comes running when she hears the credits for the Walking Dead.
Wow.
Come on the television. Somebody else says, morning, guys. My dog is barking at the radio. my dog loves to watch horse racing.
That's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah. Probably has a bet on the side now.
Yeah, there you go.
Stick the horse racing on, will you? I'm not getting a tip.
Each way.
I'm not getting a tip for the 2:45. Brilliant. Let us know. That's it. Why not? What does your dog
like to watch?
Yeah, 087-188-0008. If you're a dog owner or a pet owner, maybe it's not just dogs, maybe it's cats. Maybe your goldfish comes to the edge of the bowl.
Maybe you have a langer. What does your langer like to watch?
Let's just be careful on that one, okay? Just, you know what I mean? Keep it clean.
Well, of course.
If you're putting it out there what your langer wants to watch, I mean.
Well, I suppose. Know what we know about langers.
Yeah.
I suppose they probably want to watch. Yeah, they're probably not great TV fans now.
Fleetwood Mac, Little Lies, Classic Hits, 7:20. Happy Friday to you, folks. Thanks for waking up happy with us. PJ and Jim here at Classic Hits, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. We're looking to find out if you have a pet, what does it watch on the telly? Because it appears that lots of dogs, for example, they've done the research, a lot of dogs quite enjoy a bit of television.
They love it,
and
yeah.
And there's a certain type. Who'd thought Coronation Street would be huge with the Pooches?
Yeah, but their number one show chosen by dogs around the world is Coronation Street.
Some of the texts we had in, somebody has said that their langer loves watching Planet of the Apes. And I'm hoping that is a genuine one, that they do actually have a langer monkey, which we found out is a thing. There's a monkey called a langer.
Well, it is spelt differently, so I don't believe this person. If you spelt langer, L-A-N-G-E-R, the monkey langer is spelt L-A-N-G-U-R, believe it or not.
Oh my God.
I think you might be a bit of a sneaky langer yourself, sir.
You're a langer philistine. Also, somebody says, Jenny's been on to say, morning, guys, my dog Ellie gets all territorial if she sees another dog on the TV. She starts growling mad at the television. People and other animals are fine, just not other dogs.
She just doesn't like other dogs.
She's actually, do you know something? Ellie is probably a frustrated TV star.
Probably, yeah.
She'd see Scooby-Doo on the telly and go, I could have been.
You don't deserve this.
I could have acted that so much better.
You don't deserve that success to stay. You know, if you put on a horror film for a dog, it's called The Postman.
Yeah.
And he keeps trying to sneak around the house at night and everything.
Sonny says, my sister Lane's dog go absolutely crazy at anything that flies.
There's actually something about that in that survey thing. It said a couple of dogs in that research said anything that flies, birds in particular, their dogs seem to get really into it.
Wow.
So you may be onto something there. You're not alone.
Suzanne says, my cat loves snooker.
That's hilarious.
That's brilliant.
You just get the
impression. Should have gone for the pink there.
Look at that. I just stopped it.
And look at that! Oh my God, we've discovered a thing! Another WhatsApp came in from somebody totally different. This is from blah, 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 Sandra. Our cat is called Snook because he loves watching snooker.
So that's two snooker cats?
Two snooker cats. That's impressive.
Hold on a minute. We may be breaking animal ground here.
This could be proper
research.
Does
anyone else have a snooker-loving cat?
We'll have to find out.
In fairness, when you look at Ken Doherty, he looks like a bit of a puss in boots, doesn't he? You know, we could be onto something here.
What's this? Martina says, my golden retriever likes watching Paul O'Grady for the love of the dogs. She barks back at the television.
Oh, that's great, yeah. That's a great TV show. It's a great TV show. And that does go to, again, back up that dogs like to watch other dogs on TV.
Wow. One of our dogs is called Stevie Nicks. And anytime there's something on with Fleetwood Mac and she hears her name, she gets really confused. Wow. What else we got? My cat absolutely loves watching nature and animal programs or soccer and will get as close as possible to the TV. She also loves The Simpsons for some weird reason.
Isn't that mad?
Sarah in Galway.
So there's another cat that's into sport. I think we are genuinely. We may be.
I used to think cats were lazy.
Well, they are. They seem to be watching sport and
that's
not participating.
True. Yeah.
You ever throw a ball for a cat?
Yeah.
I doubt it. I've never seen a cat play fetch.
Throw a ball for a cat and it sits there going, I can't wait to see some lad running after that.
Yeah. Dogs are the participants, cats are the pundits.
Natalie Galway says, hey lads, my Jack Russell loves nature documentaries on the telly.
There you go. Again, yeah. It's animals.
Other
again.
Animals and stuff, yeah. Right, 087-188-0008. Let us know. Let us know if you have a pet, whatever pet it is. Cat, dog, fish, horse, tortoise, who knows, spider, whatever.
Yeah, there's Trina. Trina Mara's listening in.
Yeah.
Her dog, Holly, loves watching Super Vet.
Super Vet. You see, there are more animals again.
You see, it's unbelievable. This is I'm telling you, we have tipped over. The texts are coming in actually nearly too fast now to keep up. And whatever it is about Jack Russells and Paul O'Grady, they're huge fans.
Joined from Natalie and Brulia, it's 20 to 8. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday, folks. Thanks for doing that. Thanks for hanging out with us. Have a go at the old hit bit. It's on the way in about 10 minutes. 087-188-0008. Few bob on a Friday would be very tasty indeed. Don't give us your guess, though, as PJ said. Just let us know that you want to play and Magic Mike will give you a bell back. And thanks so much for all the WhatsApps about the animal TV, I suppose the only way I can describe it, because PJ found this survey about the kind of TV programmes, effectively, that dogs in particular, like Coronation Street, came out on top.
Yeah, and then how much they love watching other dogs on TV. Like, they like watching every... Like, it's amazing what they're into.
Absolutely. And then we discovered, quite by accident, this amazing phenomenon between cats and snooker. Lisa's been the latest on. Hi, lads. My cat, Walter, loves snooker and has been known to go around the back of the TV to follow a potted ball. Right, now, bear in mind...
Yes.
The going behind the TV thing.
Yes.
Literally, there was a text in earlier from somebody whose dog, Emer was, dog, loves watching snooker, does exactly the same thing. And I even got a text in from a nephew of mine, Tony, says, there Jack Russell, barks at every dog on the TV, and also loves snooker, and when a ball is potted, runs behind the TV looking for it.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
It's an actual thing. And whatever's going on now, there's an awful lot of cats that are mad into snooker.
Yeah.
Mad for snooker. Like, I suppose they do look like snooker players. You know, all they need is a little waistcoat. And they'd look like they were ready for the old...
Cats look like snooker players.
Cats look like snooker players, yeah. Are you telling me there's not a resemblance between Puss in Boots and...
I absolutely agree with you.
Yeah, I tell you, they really do look like snooker players. They're all serious and not having to crack and all, like snooker players.
And there's somebody else whose dog loves watching horse racing. Remember we had that on earlier?
There's a couple of them as well.
Wow.
So we're on to something here.
And nature documentaries seem to be a big thing.
Yeah, that's the one we were talking about where the person that had a dog that loves watching Blue Planet, especially the episode with the Langers in it.
I find this amazing. My cat loves Pale Rider. Actually, anything to do with Clint Eastwood. She's seen the film 14 times.
She's very specific, that cat.
So the cat says, stick a bit of Clint Eastwood on there.
Pale Rider as well.
Pale Rider.
It is one of his best, I have to say.
It is very good.
Love that movie.
It is very good. Well, lads, me two pugs love Paw Patrol with the kids in the morning, but the favourite programme is Match of the Day from Kevin and Nate. That could be very handy, couldn't it?
Who do they support, though?
Are you watching football again? The dogs want it.
The dogs are mad, yeah.
It's not... I put it on for the dogs.
The dogs are mad into United. You know what I mean? There was a big match on.
Apparently, our collie barks even at a cartoon... any sort of cartoon animal on the screen.
That's great, isn't it?
There's more of those. My friend's cat loves snooker. Although, sorry, no, this is actually a gag, is it? My friend's cat loves snooker. His favourite player is Ronnie Meow Sullivan. Oh my God.
Of course, Mike liked that. Look, yeah. Mike, you get
straight
the puns, you see.
He's warming up.
He loves
up
a pun.
He's warming up. He's about to get going on his puns very shortly. More love for Paul O'Grady for the love of dogs. And this person's audience cat loves Doc Martin. No, that's Martin Clune.
Oh, yeah.
Martin Clune's thing.
Cats are into weird stuff, aren't they? Like, you know what I mean? Bit of snooker and then some heavy drama.
My Jack Russell loves room to improve, although he barks at every decision Dermot Bannon makes.
Yeah, that's because even a dog knows
I
it's not...
I can't believe you're putting those curtains...
Yeah. Even a dog knows it's not coming in on budget. Even the dog is going, what? You think I'm going to do that for 100,000?
That is amazing. That is amazing. My dog Oscar goes mad barking and jumping up to the telly when the Big Bang theme comes on. Big Bang Theory theme. That's very good choice, Peter.
Yeah, we like that show. That's, I know it gets slated and all, but I think it's a great bit of TV. It's
nerds and animals love it. Wow, that's extraordinary, isn't it? We've actually discovered a piece of science. Cats love snooker.
Cats love snooker.
And animals in general.
And dogs just love other animals on TV. They're much broader appetites. So basically, cats are the snooty ones. You know what I mean? They're the ones that, as predicted, You cats are the ones that are real choosy about what they watch.
Yeah.
It's like, do you want to watch something on TV? Pale Rider. Jeez. Was you not, nothing else? Okay, maybe the snooker. If neither of those are on, I'm going out.
Classic hits. Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit.
Oh, that was a Friday remix.
Yeah,
that was a 12-inch version.
I'm in good mood today.
Wow.
Yeah, we're in good form today, it being Friday and all, and it being 590 quid, I think. For the mood that's in it, we throw in a couple of fivers. We do it 600 quid.
Let's make it
600 quid. We sure, why wouldn't you? And it sounds exactly like this. So there you go. That's 6 tonne of monies, if you can tell us what it is.
For a bribery. Fantastic.
So let's go to Siobhan. Siobhan Kiley is in Kildare. How are you, Siobhan?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right, thanks very much. How are you getting on? What's your weekend looking like?
My weekend is good at the minute because I'm off at the weekend.
Oh,
so
brilliant.
Looking forward to it.
Happy days. So no plans made yet. No, it's all, it's a blank page.
No, just relax.
Lovely.
It's a blank page,
Nice one.
I'm starting to think that people come onto the hip bit and they just tell us their weekends are quiet. It's like they don't want us to know in case we show up.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. Everybody's doing something.
Yeah,
they just don't want PJ and Jim arriving at it.
I'm getting the feeling. I'm getting the feeling. Right, so Siobhan, let's try and give you a few quid. What do you think it is?
Is A Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues.
Well, you know something. That would be a sneaky one.
What a classic that is.
The Christmas guesses are in already, lads. It has begun. Anyway, Siobhan, don't call me a scumbag. Don't call me a maggot when I tell you it's wrong. You're not right. Try again.
Listen, happy Friday anyway, Siobhan. Take care of yourself.
You.
Cheers. Bye-bye now.
Right, so straight back into Dublin. So, and it's on to Joanne. How are you, Joanne?
Hi, how are you?
Not bad at all. I'll ask you as well. So, what's your weekend looking like?
Very dull.
Oh, really? No way. Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah. No, nothing. I'm just doing nothing for the entire weekend.
Is that what you want to do?
You may call
it is what I want.
Exactly. You may call that dull, Joanne. We would call that fantastic.
Yeah, there's nothing like having a whole lot of nothing to be doing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And a whole weekend to do it in.
And a whole weekend to do nothing in. Oh, God. Right, so, Joanne, take a stab at this. We try and give you some quids.
Yeah, is it The Lighthouse Family, Ocean Drive?
Right, Ocean Drive.
Wow,
Mike.
That's a subtle one, yeah. Haven't heard that in ages.
Yeah, I'm a fan of The Lighthouse Family.
I do like that one, especially that song, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Do you like any of their other songs, Jim? That's the question.
I'm about to find out.
Because, Joanne, though it's darker than December, what's ahead is a different colour. Wait for Monday, we're going to get so high. Because it's going to be a double money Monday. No.
He's losing confidence. You can see him.
I cannot believe he subjected you to that amount.
I know. I'm losing the will to live here.
It's just as well you've nothing planned for the weekend, Joanne.
At the end of.
Oh, he's off again. Yeah.
You've suffered the longest pun in the history of the world, Joanne.
Close to.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, you won't stop. This is outrageous.
Go, Joanne. Save yourself. Save yourself now. Happy Friday.
Bye.
Good luck. Oh, my God. Is he still singing?
We are going.
He is, yeah. He's still on it.
You put him in that box. And he's unaccountable to anybody.
The isolation of his new little room hasn't done him any good.
Extraordinary.
Has someone got tablets?
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Yeah, you can't hurry love. Here are classic hits. Phil Collins. 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. Happy Friday to you, folks. Friday, November 15th. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Hopefully you're looking forward to a good weekend, whatever you got up to, or whatever you're planning to get up to. Maybe there'll be a bit of this going on.
Let's make a sandwich. Let's make a sandwich. Let's make a sandwich, you and me.
There's worse things you can do.
Let's make a sandwich. Let's make a sandwich. I'm hungry.
Right. So now you might be wondering, what in the name? What's in the name?
What a great song.
Is going on
what
there?
What a great song, I tell you.
Basically, there is a story that has, okay, not specifically sandwich, but it's brought.
It goes that way.
It's got the modern sandwich is called into question.
It ends up in this place. It ends up in that place, you're dead right. First of all, to start with, they're telling us now that fermented foods from sourdough, see where the sandwich thing comes in?
And I like sourdough bread.
Yeah, you do like it.
You do?
Yeah, I like it only if it's toasted.
That's right. The only way I like it. And yeah. As we know, Magical Michal, he's not mad for it at all, which was a shock to us, him being the hipster lad that he is.
Because sourdough should be right up your street, Mike.
Yeah, I know, it should be, from the hipster point of view and all that. But like the study says, it does something funny to my tummy.
Oh, really?
I think I know what it is.
Yeah, you're a hypochondriac. That's what it is.
No, I do. I feel a bit funny in the tummy, you know?
All right.
Well, this could be... You could be part of the study here.
Okay.
Because they're saying now we have to be careful of fermented foods. Sourdough being a fermented food.
Yeah.
Because it does have unusual side effects on some people.
Yeah.
And you are... Unusual. So there you go. And you know the way there's all these new things like kombucha. Is that what they call it? Kombucha?
Oh, that's like the cold tea or something, is it? Or the...
Well, that's what I thought it was as well, but it's not. It's a mix of yeast and bacteria fermented with black or green tea. I had no idea that's what it was.
Right.
I thought it was some sort of an old juice, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
When the happy pair...
And I'll tell you what else I thought about it. It's blooming expensive.
It is. It really is.
Mad.
Yeah, like you'd be cheaper and probably better off if you're, you know, having a fermented fizzy. So they also have kefir fermented milk products. They've all these different things, and they're saying they can actually have a bit of a weird effect because they're full of like what's it called, biotics. Positive bacteria, isn't it? Biotics and all that.
Right.
So you can give you the you can get the weird side effects.
You
can
get a jippy tummy from it.
You can get a jippy tummy off them. You can. So they're warning us now that some of them that can cause us some problems and warning us to stay away from it. And this is what brings us to sandwiches. Because not only is it kefir and kombucha and sourdough, the whole food shelf has gone off the charts.
Yeah,
I don't know
what you're dealing with.
Like when you see the sandwich this fella came in here with yesterday, it was an absolute... notions of a disgrace.
An abomination.
And when you find out where you got it, you realise the rot has started. Can you please, Mike, describe the sandwich?
First of all, it was called the Festive Feast, right? Because I'm into sort of Christmas sambos now at the moment. The festive sambos, the turkey and the cranberry sauce and all that.
Right.
This one was the Festive Feast, and it was ham with plum and port chutney and spiced stuffing flavoured mayo.
Plump and port chutney.
Plum.
A plum?
Yeah.
What did they say?
Plump.
All right.
It was a bit on the rotund side. Plum
but
and
that's
port.
Here's my issue, right?
Right.
You got the weird bread. You got the weird plum.
You got the weird bloke eating it.
You got the plump lad eating it.
Oh, it was on sort of a tomato bread.
And it was a weird tomato bread. What has gone wrong? Where has the humble sandwich been left in all of this?
You'd be hard pushed to find a ham and cheese.
And wait to hear this. Where did you buy it?
The Spar.
Spar! He bought it in a Spar! Not some hipster weird cabin where they sell fish and chips on a slate that fell off a granny's roof. He bought it in a Spar.
Oh my God! So it's come to the common people.
It's this has become normalised now. This is the normal that you go in and you get these weird sandwiches. He got a weird sandwich there the other day around the corner in the coffee shop as well. I can't remember.
That was a Christmas sandwich with turkey and ham and cranberry sauce.
Weird
and stuffing.
Okay, right. that's not as weird as I remember.
Okay, yeah.
What was the type of bread?
That was sourdough bread.
There you go. He's had a dicky stomach ever since. See, this is the thing. You can't. It's getting harder and harder to just walk in and get a regular sandwich.
Yeah.
And like, you know, without it just being those crap ones out of the pack that you can use to
ironically, just
take
just
the sweat
by coincidence,
out of your armpit.
By coincidence, yesterday we did the after show, and we ended up talking a bit about this, the food fear, where you walk into a place and you've no idea what you're supposed to be ordering because there's 8 different types of bread and it's
unreal.
If you have to kind of put it together yourself, you're struggling. You get the sweats.
I've got 2 words for you, lads. Beetroot bread. It's the new thing and it's gorgeous.
See, this is more of it now.
Beetroot bread.
It's a red bread, yeah.
And what's to stop a man now, for instance, just getting beetroot in a sandwich?
Yeah.
Why do we have to have...
Letting the beetroot run into his bread.
Yeah.
Well, you can also get olive bread. That's another one.
Not into that.
Actually, that sounds good.
It's nice.
Yeah, I think that's okay. A Guinness bread. Of course, there's
Guinness
bread.
Are we losing you now as well? This is where it's going, is it? We're going to lose Jim.
Only on the odd night
come
out.
Come to my side,
yeah,
Jim.
Only on the odd night out, PJ. You know what I mean? Yeah. When you want to go a bit fancy.
Look at it. Next thing now, he'll be in next week nibbling on an olive snitchel. Didn't even know what you knew what a snitchel was, we'll be saying. Yeah, I just think that it's getting to the stage where it's getting harder and harder to buy a regular sandwich. To get harder to buy a ham and cheese sandwich. You know, if you're starting buying olive and plum, tomato bread, whatever the hell it was.
Plum and port.
In your local Spar, you have to start asking questions. Are we going too far?
I mean, imagine.
I'm starting to feel like Ian Paisley here.
If you go
it's
into
like the devil's buttermilk and all that carry on.
If you go into a garage now and you're just grabbing a sandwich on the go, or builders going in for a old breakfast roll now, it'll be. Won't be any of that. It'll be, I'll have a sourdough roll with plum and port.
Will be with plum and port. Yeah, and a Cheshire sausage.
I'd like a little avocado and a poached egg.
It's gone all weird. It's gone all weird.
And some low nitrate bacon, please, as well.
And this is the thing. The people behind the counter are terrified to serve you the wrong thing because there's too many options.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Excuse me. I asked for whole grain gluten-free bread. You're trying to kill me, you murderer. I'm not trying to murder you. Just chose the wrong bread. Oh, yeah. Well, we'll see what my solicitor thinks about your attempted assault.
Annie Lennox walking on Broken Glass. 20 past 8. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Loads of WhatsApps in, actually, about the old sandwich thing. Michael as well. Somebody says, in Subway, I get funny looks because I don't want all the crap. I just want ham and turkey, please.
Do you not? Yeah. And there's no...
But you don't get away, and so you have to choose a bread.
You have to choose... You still have to choose a bread, yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes you panic and you just ask for the plastic one that's on the counter. You're like, I don't care.
Right. Also, lads, if you get a chance, try Pig and Heifers, Amiens Street. Best sambos around.
Very, very good.
Is
I have to say, there's one around the corner
sound,
from us here.
Can I just say it doesn't sound vegetarian? Or
it doesn't. It doesn't, and it isn't.
How's your vegan thing going? Is it going on?
Very good.
Is it?
Yeah, I had this black bean thing yesterday.
Right.
It came in from the lads in Feed, F-I-I-D it's pronounced, right?
Okay.
So they gave me these three different things. So I had
just be clear, was your whole day you ate vegan, did you?
Yeah. Now, I did have it with chicken, but I did eat... It was a vegan
meal.
Are you
listening to this?
So I had it with chicken, yeah.
So you had a vegan meal with chicken, and you think that qualifies as vegan?
What did you say? Describe it again now.
I said, how's your vegan diet going?
No, I had a... What did you say?
You had a vegan meal with
Thank
chicken.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is outrageous.
Are you listening to this?
This is the biggest fail ever.
I don't think it is, actually, because you can't just go vegan. You could have a heart attack. So you have
to... Where's the science for that?
It's in the book, like. You can't just suddenly stop.
It's in a book, is it?
Yeah, you have to be... It's like when you... Look, Eve... When I have to change me dog's food, right?
Right.
You can't just do it overnight. You have to gradually change it so that there's no allergic reactions and
right.
no sudden stops.
Right.
I am no different. I had a vegan meal last night. We can all accept that, right? I just had a piece of chicken with it, or else I would have been starving.
It's like saying you had steak and vegetables, but I had a vegan meal because I had some vegetables.
Well, technically now you'd be onto something. It's how you look at the meal.
So you're saying technically we could all be vegan and we just didn't realise it. We should have just said it.
No, you're not trying though. I'm trying.
Right.
What's the difference?
Come here, listen, back to the samples.
There's only one breast of chicken anyway.
Hi guys, back in South Africa we had a thing called popcorn bread. It was grand.
Popcorn. It was grand.
Says Gareth Moss. Like, that's a really unenthusiastic... It was grand.
I love that. I love that. That's the most Irish review of any food ever. We had popcorn bread in South Africa. It was grand.
Ah, yeah.
Happy to get back
grand
to it. I'll never forget my friend, Mick. He went around Australia. He was there for a year. And he worked all around Australia for a year, right?
Yeah.
Cycled all around Australia as well. So he cycled from city to city. Huge, big thing. And we asked him how it was, and he came back. And he goes, to be honest, lads, the sausages are crap over there. That's all he had to say about Australia. A year in Australia.
Why don't they put that in the Rough Guide?
Yeah.
Or the Lonely Planet.
He was disgusted. It wasn't worth it as far as he was concerned because he had to tolerate crap sausages.
And there's Shane as well as Bernard. He says, I get asked every time, is that really all you want? When I ask for mayo and cheese sandwiches. In a deli.
See, this
it
is it.
It does my head in.
He
goes in, the poor man just wants mayo and cheese.
He wants a cheese sandwich.
I'm sorry, Shano, it doesn't sound deadly to me, but I respect your right
now
to have it.
I
respect
now
your
you're
right.
At it.
I wouldn't ask him if that's all he wanted. I'm just saying, in me head, I'd be thinking, that sounds rubbish. But I'd still let him have. I'd still serve him.
Solidarity with you, Shane. As a fellow cheese muncher, I'm on your side.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize that there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Innes and Limerick. Giving the gift of exam success with Julie's Christmas revision courses. See KES.ie.
Right, this week we want to send you to a Kinsale Hotel and Spa, and it's set in 90 acres of mature parkland, panoramic views over Oysterhaven Bay, luxury hotel, offering couples the perfect location for their big day. And of course, it caters for weddings of any size, 40 to 240. And to prove that fact, they're having their wedding showcase. It's happening on November 24th, if you want to check it out. November 24th, the Kinsale Hotel and Spa. And you can find them on kinsalehotelandspa.ie if you want to check out more details about it. A couple of luxury nights in the bridal suite with dinner thrown in and a couple of spa treatments too. Very nice prize.
Very, very nice. And of course, with all of that, you can still rock down the road, call into Martin and get yourself some fish and chips. You'll be
right.
Mad
and very winnable as well. Here we go on a Friday as well, with only 10 to get.
Yeah, only 10 to get. Amazing. Yeah, 10 will win it. So Marion Clifford in Dublin is going to have a go. How are you, Marion?
Oh, good morning, lads.
How are you?
Good morning to you. How's your...
very well, thanks.
Yeah, good stuff. Any weekend plans ahead for you?
Well, I've a day off today, PJ, and I'm in bed listening to you.
Oh, very good. Look at this.
Wow, totally relaxed. No nerves here. She's totally relaxed.
Oh, I don't know about that now.
Well, there you go.
10 is a fair leap. And may I say, PJ, congratulations on Young Offenders. It is hilarious.
Well, thank you very much. I needed that after a little elf has trying to stick a stick in the spokes. Yeah,
just to counteract the elf's vicious
comments. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right, listen, Marion, let's get you a cracking prize. Let's get 10 on the scoreboard and give you this wonderful trip to Kinsale. Right, you ready to go?
I am indeed.
Here we go.
Popular in the 1870s, what were penny farthings?
Bicycles.
The new Camp Stadium is the home of what football club?
I've no idea.
Barcelona, the character known as Mini-Me featured in what comedy film series?
I don't know.
Austin Powers, how many cents are there in a euro?
100.
Auckland is the capital of what country?
New Zealand.
The Portuguese city of Lisbon is on the coast of what ocean?
The Atlantic.
Yeah, of which football club did Arsene Wenger become manager in 96?
Oh, Arsenal.
The city of Phoenix is the capital of what US state?
Arizona.
Of what type of fruit is the Granny Smith?
Apple.
The Giant's Causeway lies on the coast of what north of Ireland county?
Antrim.
The character Boxer is a hard-working and loyal horse in which novel?
I don't know.
Animal Farm. What in Australia is a dunny?
A toilet.
Yeah, the Super Bowl is the final game of the season in which American sport?
American football.
Sacha Baron Cohen is the man behind what British comic character from Staines?
Oh,
it's Ali G. Oh, I'm sure you were going to grab that one.
I tell you now, this could be very interesting indeed. Stand by, Marion. Here we go. Here's the official count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10!
Yeah!
Oh, yes!
By the skinnier teeth, you did it.
Wow, well done. Well done, Marion. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yes, it was 10. Brilliant. You are off to Kinsale Hotel and Spa. Luxury two-night stay in the bridal suite. Dinner thrown in. Couple of spa treatments. And, of course, as PJ has been saying all week, the chance to nip down to Martin and get a fish off him.
Brilliant. Really
Listen,
looking forward to it.
Happy Friday, Marion. Well done.
That's really
good. Enjoy it.
No, get up out of bed, for God's sake.
Make an effort. Come on.
No.
Happy Friday, Marion. Take care.
Happy Friday, lads.
Bye-bye now.
See you, good luck.
Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Innes and Limerick. Giving the gift of exam success with Julie's Christmas revision courses. See KES.ie. Classic hits.
There's something deadly about winning on a Friday, isn't there?
There is, yeah. A little spring of victory. We all feel it,
I think. Especially when it's like, you know, you just made it there. You got over the line.
A little sneak over the line. Tell you something. Love that.